Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video we're going to talk about stop trying to make everything complicated, start off small.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, hope you're well. Today it's Dan, just about to go do the school run. It's a very sunny day, as you can tell. The car is nice and warm. Thank goodness, even though it was out of February. Anyway, let's talk about complicated, let's talk about simple. So obviously we do quite a bit of strategy sessions, quite a lot of strategy sessions with potential clients who are looking for an e-commerce website, a second or third website, or even their first website. Now, one of the things that they usually come at us with is like, first of all, they haven't got a clue what they want, but they know they want something. And it's got to do this and this and this and this and this and this and that and something else and this and this and this. And it's like, oh, let's just hold on a minute. Let's just hold on. Because first of all, in order to create that stuff, sure, we can do it. But what's the point in creating a load of stuff that actually you don't need? So let's just take a step back, actually work out what do you need? What are the things you absolutely must have on your website to make it work properly? And so without actually costing so much money that you run out of budget for everything else, like sending traffic and Facebook ads and content and all the rest of it. So your job here should be to simplify exactly what it is that you want. So we've just done a website for a guy, Property Sourcer, very basic website, really fast to do, really simple. He was ultra responsive for us. We got the thing done in like a day and a half. We hate spending like months, weeks even. We hate it. Like, a website shouldn't take that long, unless it is a really complicated thing and you've actually, you know, you've drawn out each page and you know what each page is there to do, and you've actually got a flow chart of what the customer journey actually looks like. But most people haven't got that. Most people know that they want a website, they might want some e-commerce, they might want some landing pages created with some website forms, and that's awesome. But don't make it so complicated it spends all of your budget. I see people and they go, well, we've been quoted a website and it's $2,500, and I'm like, what are you spending $2,500 on? Like, literally, what is the website supposed to do? Oh, well, it does this and it does that and it's got all these bells and whistles. And I'm like, have you sold anything yet? I'm like, no, we've not sold anything. I'm like, well, how many products have you got? We've got 5 or 6. Okay, so why not just have a basic website with 5 or 6 products on that makes it look really good, but people can buy from, it's credible, and you send as much traffic to that as you can, and then when you've done that, you use the profits from that to add on all the extra bits and toys that you're looking for. You're not sold anything yet. You know, I'm a great believer in using as small amount of my money as possible. So when we first started out the website design business, I mean, we've been doing websites for 20 odd years, on and off. And so, when we first did it, we were doing websites for like 99 quid. Like, I mean, this is going back 20 years, but £99 for a one-page website or a five-page website, and we use that money to then invest in more equipment and more marketing and more domain names and all that stuff that you need in order to run a business. And so we use the money that we made from the money that we made to make more money. Instead of just going all out and having a all-singing, all-dancing website with full e-commerce and all of that kind of thing, it has to be a continuous investment. And you have to start small and then you build up to getting more complicated. I'm not a great lover of getting really complicated stuff as early on as possible. I just don't think it's worthwhile. Like, I want to see a return on investment first. Before you do all this fancy stuff, let's get the small stuff done first. And once you've got the small stuff done first, then you can start to get a little bit more fancy, add more stuff to it. You see, most people that spend all this money on a website, and then we've got no traffic. And I'm like, well, where's your traffic coming from? And we're like, oh, people just find us. Like, how does that work? How do people just find your website? The build it and they will come has never happened. You've got to have inbound links. You've got to have traffic. You've got to be driving traffic back to your website. You might need paid advertising. Which one of those are you doing? You've got three. You've got content, you've got paid ads, and you've got search engine optimization. Oh, well, we're not using any of those. We just want an all-singing, all-dancing website so that when people land on it, they'll know what to do and we make loads of money. Yeah, but you've got no one visiting your website. So instead of spending $2,500 on having an all-singing, all-dancing website, spend £400 on it, £500, £600. Spend the rest of the money on content, SEO, Facebook ads, anything that can drive traffic, potential buyers, potential leads to that website. And then, when you start getting sales, then you can start improving on the website. But if you've got a website and you've got no traffic, I'm very warm in here, by the way, so I'm just messing with the heater. Pretty not cool. If you've got a website and you've got no traffic, you've got a business. How are you generating leads? Like, I get that you might go to networking events, but we're still in the middle of a pandemic. How many networking events are you going to? Like, you should be thinking of ways of driving more website traffic, people who might be interested in what you do, back to your website. So content and things like doing lives, doing videos like this have cost nothing. I mean, I'm literally driving to pick up the little one from school. It's 10 minutes, the video will be less than 10 minutes. And then we get to put out valuable content that people can use and implement in their business. And then, guess what? People go back to the website, they watch the content, they look around, they buy a website from us. And that's how it should work. You've only got three ways of getting people onto your website. So you've got paid ads, you've got content, and you've got search engine optimization. Now, so many people spend so much money on making a website look all singing, all dancing. Now, I get that, you know, people go, oh, but you don't understand, Dan. My niche, my industry is so competitive. It's the most competitive niche that ever did exist. That's bullshit. All niches are competitive. All of them. You could be selling wool, right? Do you think selling wool is a competitive niche? Of course it is. It's not that big a marketplace. There's plenty of people that do it. Like, something as random as selling wool. So all niches and all industries are ultra competitive. It's irrelevant. What's relevant is, how many visitors you got to your website today? How many did you have last week? How does that compare with the week before? What's your top landing pages? And then when you've got that basic data, then you can start going in using some of the money that you've made and start going in and start editing some of those web pages. So then when people do land on those web pages, you've actually got a better customer experience, because you had a basic website, you didn't spend too much money on it, but you actually spent time and effort and money driving traffic to that website to work out what pages were the best pages, how long were people spending on them, what were people doing, were people not doing anything, were they bouncing off and going on to somebody else's website, were they clicking through and taking a look around the rest of the website, were they placing an order, were they abandoning their basket, like, what were they doing? And then when you know what that is, then you can go back in and you can start improving on things like the website. But stop complicating things. Get it basic. I'm sure you've heard it. If you can't explain it to a small child, it's not simple enough. And it's the simple ideas done well that perform the best. It's not complicated ideas. It's not technical jargon. It's none of that stuff. It's doing the basic stuff as well as you possibly can. And when you get the basic stuff down, it just flows. You find life just moves so much easier. As humans, I use this as football, as an example. Football is such an easy game. It's such a simple game. And it's made complicated by people, because we like to complicate things because we like to sound fancy. And actually, complicating things and sounding fancy doesn't really pay the bills, does it? Closing business, making it as simple as possible, reducing the friction for a customer to get a customer transaction, all of that stuff is what will make your life easier, your website easier, make your business flow so much easier, and so on. So look, I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good one. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.